This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Welcome back to the Borgata on a Friday morning, a football Friday. And this is when we all learn a lot about the game of football from the immortal, the Hall of Famer, Dick Vermeil, who is sponsored by Independent Blue Cross. Learn more at IBX.com. Ladies and gentlemen, Dick Vermeil. Hi, Dick.
Good morning.
All right, so, Dick, we watched Sunday Night Football, and all of us, we can't believe our eyes with Jalen Hurts. He's running the ball. He's throwing the ball. How do you feel about him right now based on that performance Sunday night?
Well, first, I think we ought to hire that defensive team to play against every week. You know, be an advantage. You know, he just played super. The entire offensive team did. For him to do what he did, he needs 10 other guys to help him do it. And a defense that's not very good. But you can't take away from his performance. You know, he's more spectacular every time he's challenged. And he's going to be challenged this week.
I'm sure he is. Dick, have you seen? I mean, we've seen his growth over these three seasons. But have you ever seen a young quarterback take as big a leap as he has here in his third year?
I compare him with Josh Allen's big improvement in pass completion percentage, his accuracy. His improved more than anything that he does, just like Josh Allen did. His accuracy really improved. And Jalen's accuracy is up there. There's no ball that he throws anymore that he can't throw accurately. You know, in the past, we would question certain throws that he would make not being as accurate as other throws. Today, you can't see a limitation.
No, Dick, that's why he's got the dual threat, because he's now got an arm where he's hitting the receivers perfectly, and he's running brilliantly. If you were defending against him, if you were the coach on the other sideline, what would you do?
Well, first, I've always believed you've got to take away the run. Take away the run and force him to throw. In the past, if you forced him to throw because you couldn't run, he may not complete 55-60%. But that's not true anymore. So you're damned if you do and damned if you don't. But I still think, you know, in Tennessee will do it. They will strive to take over the running game and control the pass rush and not be as aggressive coming upfield, especially with the defensive ends coming wide up outside and allowing those inside rushing lanes for him to take advantage of. And I think we'll see that done by Tennessee on Sunday.
I'm a little nervous about one thing, Dick. A guy who was a defensive coordinator here and was here for the rookie year of Hurts, Jim Schwartz, is a consultant now for the Titans. Will he be able to give the Titans and Mike Vrabel some inside information that will help them against Hurts?
I believe so. You know, knowledge is always a gift when you're preparing a ball game, you know, and I'm sure he's doing more than just consulting every week. But, I think that kind of an experience and being around a quarterback and how he reacts and different things will be an advantage for them over other teams. Will it make a difference in winning and losing? I kind of doubt it.
Dick, I'm not going to lie here. The city still does not love Jonathan Gannon. They haven't warmed up to his style as a defensive coordinator. You will watch it with a lot more of an educated eye than we do. Is he doing a good job?
He's doing a great job. Whenever you have the numbers that they have, he's doing a great job. You know, and it just, you've got, they tend to evaluate sometimes the completions and the moving the ball gradually, but he does not give up the big plays. And today, more so than ever, with these skilled receivers, those big plays are killing you. You know, and that, now they chart to how many big plays they have a game and all that kind of stuff. But I think he's doing an excellent job.
And yeah, Dick, here's the thing. So there's like a third and five, and I'm watching a guy, and they got good cornerbacks, the Eagles do. And the guy's playing 8 or 9 yards off, and they do a quick out, and they get the first down. And I get frustrated. You watch that. That doesn't bother you?
No, it doesn't. You know, they're ranked the number one or number two in many different categories. And, you know, and they're going to allow people, not allow, but people, you know, are going to move the ball. But if you don't move it in chunks, you normally don't score enough points to win against, especially when you have a good offensive team yourself.
Interesting. All right, other side, Derrick Henry's running the ball for them, and he's a load, Dick. He's tough. Tell me what you see in him, and how do you stop a guy like that from racking up a lot of yards?
Well, people have been doing it lately. I think they have a couple of injuries in the offensive line that have hurt him, but he's going to run the ball anyway.
Yeah.
You know, average yards per rush is not as important as rush attempts. Remember that, okay?
Okay.
He's going to keep running the football. And their quarterback is back, and Tannehill can throw. You know, he isn't a Jalen Hurts, but he's led them to many wins. And it'll be a real challenge for them. But they will do everything they can from a defensive standpoint. I think, number one, to stop the run and the scrambling of the quarterback. And when we have the ball, this will be the biggest challenge we've had all year, I think. They're an intense, tough, attacking defense, and they'll get after us. They're a very physical football team. Now, I've been listening all week to you guys, and everybody that calls in talks about how physically tough this Tennessee team is. And they are. They are a tough group. I watched them against Cincinnati, and I didn't think there was any way Cincinnati could beat them, and they did. And Cincinnati, of course, was a Super Bowl team last year.
Yeah.
But they're a very tough, old-fashioned football team, and it'll be a real challenge for our guys.
Hey, Dick, I got to ask you about a coach preparing a team for a game. Were you big? Did you give great pep talks to get your teams ready for games?
Well, you know, I did. I talked to about every day. You know, I always talked to the team almost every day. And later in my career, I usually used it just about 3 to 4 times a week because I think they get tired of listening to you sometimes, you know.
Okay.
And but I did, and I always gave it a lot of thought. And it was always try to be very, very honest and present the challenges physically, mentally, emotionally, and technically and go through it. I talked an awful lot about the giveaway-takeaway ratios. You know, today the teams are so close to being equal that you just can't end up minus in turnovers. It just kills you.
Yeah, Dick, well, the reason I asked you that is Doc Rivers, the coach of the Sixers, held a session with his team before a game on Wednesday night. And I just want you to hear what he said, because we got offended. We got upset we heard this. Because he's talking to his team. They're playing the Cavaliers. And here's what he told them.
I told our guys before the game, this is going to be a hard game. All right. I said, they're fresh. They're going to attack you. They do not want to lose to you again. And if you don't have a great mental mindset tonight, it's going to be a tough game.
Dick, that seems to me to be counterproductive.
Well, I don't know how to evaluate it. I would say he was speaking from his heart.
Yeah.
That's exactly how he felt. And if players trust you, it really doesn't matter what you say because they trust what you're saying. And they don't misinterpret what you're saying. There's nothing wrong in saying, you know, guys, we're a better team, but we have to prove it every time. You know, we are a better team. But if we don't prove it, we'll get our butts kicked. Yeah.
I got you. All right, Dick. This may be as tough a test as the Eagles face this year. Titans at Eagles on Sunday. What do you say?
Well, I think we're going to beat them. My computer says it's going to win by 11. But remember, the computer only evaluates statistical numbers.
Okay.
It doesn't evaluate emotion. It doesn't evaluate toughness and these kinds of things. Now, the computer in evaluating the Eagles has been right 10 out of 11 games of picking the winner. They've also been right 10 out of 11 games picking Tennessee. The only time they were wrong in Tennessee was the opening a game against the Giants. So right now, our computer says we're going to win by 11.
Oh, I love that. That's good news. What about Dick Vermeil?
I think we're going to win the ball game, and I would say it's like 27-24. 27-14, somewhere around there. We're going to score enough points to win the ball game, I think.
I love it. I know one way to approach this, Dick. Some Vermeil wines during the game, maybe? Good idea?
At least at a halftime start.
All right, get Vermeil wine shipped directly to your home. Go to VermeilWines.com for the coach's entire selection. Dick, it's an honor. Thank you, sir.
Take care.
Dick Vermeil. Now, that's the thing. I do have faith in computers. And this computer's been right 10 out of 11 for both teams. And it's got the Eagles winning by 11?
Yeah, that's great.
That would be awesome.
Yeah, it's doable.
That's not even that stressful.
No, it's not.
But I've got Tennessee
11
winning.
Can be stressful depending on what happens at the end of the
Tennessee
game.
Tennessee 27, Eagles 21.
No, I think you're
Keith
wrong.
Keith Jones.
I've got the Eagles, and I believe that they'll cover easily. It's a 4.5-point line. Now I'm going to bet the Eagles.
So you don't give scores anymore. You just do the line.
Yes. Okay. I'm going to bet the Eagles, and I'm going to take. I'll give the points.
Rhea Hughes.
Eagles 24-17.
All right. Okay. You know what? Nobody wants to be wrong more than I do. Kenny from the Dirty 30s
on the line. You're used to it.
Shut up, Rhea. Kenny's on the line. Hi, Kenny.
I repeat, you're used to it.
No, all right, Kenny. I have to give my opinion. I'm very nervous about this game because of Derrick Henry.
Yeah, all right. Well, first off, let me clear up a couple things. First off, the eye of the humanity, you know where that came from?
What?
When the Hindenburg exploded, the reporter on site, as that thing was burning up, yelled, eye of the humanity. So that's what made it even funnier is when Les Nessman said that. He was comparing turkeys hitting the ground to the Hindenburg blowing up. And that's
I didn't get that.
No, I didn't even know that reference, Kenny. I didn't know that. That's awesome. Now I find it doubly hilarious.
Everybody knows it.
I didn't know it.
We've played it many times on the show.
But I never associated it with WKRP in Cincinnati.
I didn't either.
That's good information.
This is a great day. I got something from Kenny. It's never happened before.
What else you got, Ken?
I once dated this beautiful blonde girl who was a Cowboys fan, and we broke up over the pickle juice game.
You did? What happened?
Yeah. Well, she was rooting for the Cowboys. Obviously, I was rooting for the Eagles. And then I just started talking all kinds of smack when that game was over, and she was none too happy about it. And hilarity ensued at the Princeton in Avalon, and that was the end of that.
Hey, Kenny, I hope I'm not out of line asking this because you're very happily married. Did the fact that she was a Cowboy fan spice things up a little in the bedroom?
Well, that was a time in my life when I was young and dumb and you know what, and so it kind of didn't matter who she rooted for.
Equally as ugly?
No, shut up. So, Kenny, I'm just, you know, like sometimes when there's a little, I don't know, a little stress, little tension, that it adds to the experience?
Yeah, I guess you could say that. You've got to remember that. And when it comes to men and women, women say when, men only say where and how many times.
There you go. See, this is why you have to listen to stuff you get here that you wouldn't get elsewhere.
Great information.
Yeah. I'm just saying, and I remember that woman, Kenny. She was very good looking.
Yeah, she was. There's not a man in his 20s that wouldn't admit that if a girl's good looking, they'll put up with almost anything for at least a few months just for something. So
You miss her. You miss her, don't you, Kenny?
No, he doesn't miss her. His wife, let me tell you something, Kenny. You hit a home run with your wife. She's spectacular in every way. God bless you.
She's willing to give you back.
Kenny, winner or weasel?
Well, it's not going to win, but I'm going to say it anyway. My winner is my wife, who just turned 50, and happy birthday for putting up with me all these years.
Oh, that's beautiful.
Happy birthday.
Very touching.
Her name is Melissa. She is a healthcare worker, and she truly
is. She's a doctor.
Spectacular. Yes. She's an amazing woman. Yes. She really is.
I don't know what happened.
She has bad taste in guys. That's the only thing.
Yeah, it's amazing.
It's the only four.
Nice person.
215-592-9494. You know what we need when we come back? How about a little dose of Joe Conklin and his new KTEL holiday selection?
He's around this week.
He is. You're going to love this. It's a lot of fun, and it's next. WIP Sports Time, 8:16.
Here is what's happening at Borgata. You deserve a getaway. Experience award-winning restaurants, exciting bars with live music, A-class entertainment, and a spacious casino filled with your favorite games. The action at Borgata Hotel, Casino, and Spa doesn't stop. Book your getaway today. Borgata Comedy Club is the longest-running comedy club in Atlantic City and one of the best entertainment deals in town. Three new headline comedians each week will have you laughing out loud. You're a winner this winter. Dorian Borgata's $1.2 million winning Wonderland. Earn entries now through December 31st to be one of the 1,200 lucky winners. Plus, two grand prize winners will win a 2023 Audi Q8 Prestige. Four winners will win a luxurious escape to Baja Mar. Drawings will be held every Saturday. For details, visit theborgata.com. Brought to you by PDQ Signature Systems. 10-1 Eagles home against the 7-4 Titans Sunday, 1 p.m. Jordan Davis returned to practice. Needs to be activated by 4 p.m. Saturday to play against the Titans, who had seven players on the injury report. Most notably, their two sack leaders, Danico Autry and Jeffrey Simmons. Also, Titans right guard Nate Davis missing practice. If you're in the restaurant, hospitality, or casino business, you need a PDQ POS system. With PDQ POS, you'll sell more, earn more, and work less. If you want the best, trust PDQ POS. PDQPOS.com. NBC 10 First Alert forecast, mostly sunny, a high of 46. It is currently 31. To stream 94 WIP, tell your
8:21 is your time. In these final days of me working here at this wonderful WIP, I have had the opportunity to do many, many interviews. In fact, quite frankly, Jonesy, I am completely sick of myself.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I was doing one, and I wasn't ready for the question.
What was it?
I believe it was South Jersey Magazine, but it could have been some high school thing. I've done a lot of them. I even do high school one. And the guy goes, what is your favorite Christmas movie? Hmm. I wasn't ready for that. And I'm going, the one with Jimmy Stewart? Nah, that's boring. I don't like it. It's too long.
I just saw it the other day.
What's the name of it?
It's a Wonderful Life.
That's the other thing. If I couldn't think of the name, I couldn't give it to the
kid. It was fun. I saw like the last 40 minutes of it.
All right. You know, and then I'm going, not Christmas a Story.
Well, isn't it a National Lampoon?
I love that movie. I thought of it too late, and then I realized that's not my all-time favorite either.
It's not, okay.
But if I told the kid what it was, he might have watched it. I don't think he was even that old.
Yeah.
Bad Santa.
Oh, that was good. That was
never
good. Billy
it.
Bob Thornton.
Billy
right?
Bob Thornton.
Yeah.
That is
underratedly.
So,
it is funny.
And I didn't think of it until I was done talking to the kid.
Yeah.
Kid, if you're listening. Bad Santa with Billy Bob Thornton.
It is funny.
Don't watch it until you're 21.
Yeah.
Because it's really vile.
He's a really bad Santa.
Oh, he's a really
he's
bad
a bad man.
I heard they might have done a sequel, but no.
Yeah.
Yeah,
they
one
not.
Of that's enough.
Yeah, that's enough.
One
yeah,
of that's enough. Enough. Ava Graham.
Yes.
Let's switch our question.
Okay. Brought to you by Armin Chevrolet. Wishing their employees, customers, and WIP listeners happy holidays. Find your roads to Armin Chevrolet closer than you think. Which Eagles defensive coordinator has done a better job with the Eagles? 66% Jim Schwartz.
That's not good for Gannon. All right, move to the second one.
Who will win Sunday's game at Lincoln Financial Field, Eagles or Titans?
All right, well, I got the Titans.
Jonesy, I got the Eagles.
And Rhea have the Eagles. What do you have, Ava?
I have the Eagles, 38-24.
I'm very surprised by that.
Ava's got a high score.
All right, and then the Bombs guy says, favorite Christmas song.
Oh.
Right? And I ended up saying Silent Night.
Why?
Because it's the only one that popped into my head.
Really?
Yeah, that's the hard. That's what's tough about those questions.
Silent Night.
Do you sing sometimes?
So, you know what? To jog, in case other people are being asked these questions.
This is a smart thing. Yeah.
I think we should provide some assistance here via a Joe Conklin bit.
Yes.
Because he put together some KTEL songs that you might enjoy. Let's listen.
KTEL Records presents the new CD competing head-to-head with the Eagles' Christmas album.
We're singing Fly, Eagles, Fly,
celebrating our first round bye.
We got a lot of raises to cheer.
Our playoff games will all be here.
Christmas.
Cowboys are going down.
Christmas.
Jerry Jones with a frown.
Christmas.
As Jerry Jones wears a frown on his fifth face, you'll be smiling this holiday season.
AJ needs to hold on to the football and prevent himself from getting that ball stripped. We all know that he's a great receiver, but that doesn't stop Brown from getting ripped.
Sing it, Howie!
And don't think we're giving the special teams a pass. You better sprint down.
You better fill gaps.
You better improve.
You're looking like crap.
Our special teams are playing like clowns. This is unconscionable.
We've seen you fall for a fake punt.
We've had our field goals blocked.
We're tired of those long run backs.
Our special teams are such a crock.
Oh! Not to be outdone by the 360-pound lineman, it's the vocal stylings of the 7-foot center.
I saw Simmons miss two foul shots. Oh, after talking smack the whole damn night.
And we sure as hell didn't forget the Phillies made the World Series.
Hoskins blue Christmas for our team. Oh, yes, he blew at first base, ruined our dream.
A special holiday cheer from the good guys at 94 WIP.
Yes, and to get tickets to Joe's shows, I know he features a lot of these holiday songs during his appearances in December. Go to joeconklin.com for that.
Beautiful.
Jonesy, what's your favorite Christmas song?
Jingle Bells.
Really?
Yeah.
You know what's interesting? You don't like music, but you like Christmas music?
Yeah, I like Jingle Bells. It's an excellent song.
Seems kind of repetitious.
Thank
to me.
You.
I don't know. Anyway, on the line, probably enjoying that sequence where we're making fun of the Cowboys, is Lamont, the Cowboy fan. Hi, Lamont.
Good morning, Angelo. Good morning to
Did
you.
Did you enjoy
and the
that song about
hey,
the Cowboys?
And Rhea.
Hi, Lamont.
Yes, I do, Angelo.
All right, because Jerry Jones is a moron, and your team is going down again
hey,
this
Angelo,
year.
Yep. Angelo, like I told you before, Angelo, we'll see you at the end, Angelo. The Cowboys will win that division.
All right. Will we at least have a happy Christmas in Philadelphia because of a victory on Christmas Eve?
I'm hoping so, Angelo. I'm hoping so. But, you know, we got to get by this week. You guys got to get by this week.
We got to get by this week. What are you doing this week?
Playing the Colts.
This team, you're playing Titans this week,
Angelo. I'll tell you something. I'm thinking the Colts might upset you guys this week. What about that?
Yeah, okay. Okay, not with Matty Ice. He's done, Angelo. Did you see him last week?
All right, why are you calling me? Are you just to troll me? You have anything to
say? I
call
you because it's the holiday season, Angelo. And, you know, my buddy Al Morgani, the Hall of Famer he is, you know, you need to give him a little bit more respect there, Angelo.
All right, here's what I want to know, Lamont, because this came up earlier on the show. It's somebody I created a situation where a very attractive Cowboy fan was was meeting a guy at a bar. If you were dating somebody and you found out they were an Eagles fan, would that end it or would you stay in the relationship?
I would try to change it, Angelo.
You would?
To be a Cowboy fan, yeah.
All right, and would you indicate to her that perhaps she could find a man who's employed and looks good? Would that
hey,
be
Angelo,
a possibility?
Angelo, I am employed. Angelo, what are you talking about?
You are employed? I didn't know that. Most Cowboy fans don't have jobs.
It's bad, Angelo. Lamont. It's bad.
Are you married, Angelo. Lamont? Lamont, are you married?
No, Angelo, and I wish I knew Gail so I could tell Gail to divorce you.
All right, no, you kick Gail out of this. She's
Eagle.
Got the COVID
virus.
You're a
bad Eagle fan. You're a bad Eagle fan. Angela.
What do you mean one I'm week, a bad? Why?
1 week you jump with the Eagles, the second week you're not on it. Then Howie got to call you, your guy, Howie, your boy.
Lamont's making an excellent point.
No, he's not making an excellent point. I'm rooting for the Eagles, but I'm picking the Titans. I have my credibility.
You jump every other week, Angelo. You jump every other week. You jump into a team, then you're off the team. You jump. You're weather friend.
So you're just called to troll. Why do I keep putting you on if you always do this?
I didn't call you last week. I was on vacation, Angelo. I couldn't call you last week.
On vacation for what? I tried. On vacation for what? They shut the supermarket down? No need to bag the groceries?
I was in Florida, Angelo. Where's the beautiful state of Florida last week, Angelo, in the panhandle. It was nice down there, Angelo. You should try it when you go on vacation.
Lamont, wherever you go, I don't want to go. Do you understand? You're a loser. All right, you understand.
Need to take Gail on vacation, Angelo.
All right, why do you keep bringing Gail up? She's got the COVID virus.
Stop watching that idiot TV and take Gail on vacation.
All right,
Lamont. I know Gail is happy with me right now.
No, Gail is not happy with you. She's coughing right now. She has the COVID. And you know what? You're like a relapse. So get out of here. You're like, why does he do that? Now let me bring on somebody I like, Eagle Shirley. Hi, Shirley.
Goodness. Good morning, family friends. Jonesy. Oh, my goodness. Why, Angela?
Why do I bring him on? Because I'm a fair person. Yeah.
I know you're a fair person, but why do we have to listen to you and Lamont argue all the time?
Because he calls, and I'm fair to anyone who calls our show, and I keep him in order, and I put him on, Shirley. But he's always got something terrible to say.
Soon as he mentioned my friend, your beautiful wife, Gail, automatically shut him down.
Well, I'm glad you mentioned that because she's got the COVID virus right now, Shirley. What should I do? What should I do?
Well, you know how to take care of your wife. You go over, above, and beyond to take care of her. Over, above, and beyond. But don't get on her nerves. Don't do stuff that she got to go behind you when she get better to clean and fix and stuff.
Here's what happened, all right? So and I've been trying to get her to test every couple of hours because I want to know when she turns negative again, right?
As soon as you return.
Sure, she wanted to pack for me to come to the Borgata, and I got the feeling that she was looking forward to me leaving yesterday.
Yes. Bingo.
What do you mean, yes? I'm her partner.
She packed four different outfits for him.
But she needs to rest, and you every couple of hours is not helping her to rest. Don't nobody take a COVID test every couple of hours, Angelo. That's not how that works.
I was even ready to go out and buy more of the tests. I want to make sure I want to know when she turns.
She'll test negative probably when you get back home. So you coming home on Sunday or Monday?
No, I'm coming home today. What are you talking about?
Oh, I thought you were staying up for the weekend.
No, she wants him to, but
she won't. She needs me home to serve her.
A hoagie.
That's actually what I did get her yesterday. You're right. Ham and Swiss.
Is
that an Italian hoagie?
Mustard and pickles. Yep.
Huh.
What do you mean it's awful?
That sounds terrible.
That's what she wanted.
That really sounds dreadful.
She said she felt better after she had the hoagie.
You got to change that.
Did she ask for the hoagie? Did she ask for the hoagie?
Well, I was going to get myself a hoagie, and I asked her.
By the way, do you want anything? You're sick. That's exactly what I said.
He thought she would say no because she wasn't feeling
it. No, I actually already had phoned the order in.
He was hoping
she would say, let me go get it for you.
And I realized I can't eat a hoagie in front of her if she wants.
Keep talking, and we're listening. We're listening to how you're not taking care of your wife.
All right, keep talking.
But listen, Doc Rivers. Listen, what he said is unbelievable, and I'm gonna say why. Before Joel Embiid came back to play, when Maxie went out, all three players was out, and a lot of folks, and I know I called up a couple of times, a lot of folks was like, oh man, the Sixers are gonna go. Them bench players, they balled out with Tobias Harris. They balled their eyes out. They played. They kept the games interesting. For that man to tell them that crap, what he told them, it's unbelievable that he can get away with that. The general manager, the manager, the president, the owner, he shouldn't be allowed to talk to his teammates like that. And furthermore, the teammates should be pissed off that the coach is saying that to me, especially if I'm trying to get another contract. I want more money. At the end of the day, we wait for y'all to come back home to Philly and play like that?
Yep.
No, I. You know what? I had to get that out, but
no,
I don't want to say.
Glad you got it. That's horrible coaching, Cheryl. That's not good.
That's beyond horrible. You got my grandson, other young adults that's just playing basketball or you know, youth playing basketball. You know, they're excited, want to play. You know, waiting to you know grow up and you know get into the college and play college basketball, whatever. Do you have a coach to tell you something like that? Ain't no way. Ain't no way that's flying with any parent because at the end of the day, Doc Rivers, you're wrong for saying that to your guys. And you can be sarcastic and in his press conferences and say all this old other stuff, but he was wrong because as fans, we sit and wait and watch for the to come on. We sit and wait and watch for them.
100%. Cheryl, I'm up against it. You feeling good about Sunday? What do you think?
But I know you're up against it. And you're going against the Eagles, picking the Titans.
No, I'm just picking them. I'm not going against them. I want them to win. I'm telling you, I think the
you
Titans are going to win.
You like being right, too.
Oh, my God. I won't even bring it up. If the Titans win, I won't even mention it Monday.
Listen, I don't want everybody to keep saying Derrick Henry.
Yep.
There's a football team that the Eagles have to prepare for, and it's called the Tennessee Titans. We need to beat them at all ends. So the Eagles, they're going to come out. They're going to be stronger than ever. Hey, listen, you know what got me riled up right now besides Doc Rivers? And this is unbelievable. Fletcher Cox, he was mic'd up. If y'all got to watch that.
Oh,
that
I didn't see it. What did he say?
Listen, he was mic'd up. He let them know he was mic'd up. But the plays, I went back and I watched the plays that they showed.
Yeah.
And I'm saying to myself, was he that hyped up because he was mic'd up? Did he need to be mic'd up every Sunday, baby?
Oh, he played better because he had a mic.
Thank you.
I didn't know that.
Yes.
I had no idea.
Give me one, Cheryl. Let's go.
I got you, Jonesy. Listen, I love you all. Angelo, come on now. You got to go with the Eagles. E-A-G-L-E-S. Eagles all the way, baby. All the way. I love you all. God bless.
Love you, Shirley. I can't believe that people want me to compromise my integrity. Can't do it.
You got
to
go with
I'm here
mind,
for the knowledge I provide, especially every Friday. When we return, I can't believe it. Will the Phillies have lost one of the big pieces from the World Series?
From the bullpen.
And we got to talk about that. Yeah, is he from the bullpen?
Yeah.
And then I want you to hear a cut from the person we got coming out at 9. Because she's the number one authority on Jalen Hurts. She covered him from day one at Alabama, and she knew from day one he was going to be a special player. Laura Rutledge is coming up from ESPN, the top of the hour. WIP's right now is 8:38. Forty-two is your time. A moment of silence, please. We have lost a Philly from the World Series team. Closer, it's really even weird saying that. Closer, Zach Eflin, has left the flock to go to the Tampa Bay Rays.
Yeah, interesting. Isn't
largest
it?
Free agent signing in their franchise history.
Wow. 8 years, $240
million. 3 years, $40
million. All right. Man, that's the biggest contract they ever gave?
Previous one was $35
million. Yeah.
All right, that's cheesy.
That's the Tampa Bay Rays.
That's what they do, but they know pitching. I'm surprised by this.
That's the one thing.
They must see something.
He has great movement on the ball. I swear to God, you watch.
Yeah.
He's going to be an earned run average lower, 1 point lower at least next year.
I wouldn't surprise me.
They you know he is.
He's injury problems have hurt him.
Well,
too.
Injuries,
but they do a good job there.
And he's very unpredictable. He'll throw a brilliant game, and you'll go, wow, he's really good. And then he'll get slaughtered the next two times out.
It's true.
But he's gone. How weird a career did he have?
Very strange.
6 years, right? And he was a starter, and everybody said, wow, wait till he gets good. And he never did.
Not here.
Then they suddenly decided, when they didn't have a really good closer, they're going to make him the closer on a team that goes all the way to the World Series. But by the end of the World Series, he wasn't even the closer anymore.
No.
They had taken him out of that role because he had blown a couple of games.
Yeah.
but he still got $40 million.
Yeah, it's no, it's, I'm glad the Phillies didn't pay it to him, though.
Yeah,
he wasn't going to do it here.
Well, here's the good news if you're a Phillies fan. That allows you, that's more money
yes.
you can put toward Trey Turner. He is going to require, Jonesy, $30 million a year.
Yeah.
You ready to do that?
Yes, I am.
All right, hold on. All right, you're up $30 million. There are also building rumors they are in on Jacob DeGrom. Couple of reasons.
Dude, wow.
One is his buddy and former rotation partner, Zach Wheeler,
yep.
is here now to recruit him from the Mets.
That helps.
But that's going to run you $40 million a year, and he's going to want 5 years.
Yeah.
No.
And he is 5 years of that injury risk is massive. You're doing
I'd
it, Johnson.
Still take it.
You
I
would.
Would take the chance.
Because it's not your money. Chance.
And he's unbelievable when he's
wow.
on. He's it's that would be incredible.
Is that a great thing?
I love him. I think he's an unbelievably good pitcher.
Next Sunday, 2 days from now, they open the baseball winter meetings
wow.
in San Diego. Dave Dombrowski is there, and Dave is a big game hunter.
He is, and he's got the money.
It's
yep.
going to be a juicy week next week following what they do. Because, you know, now he's playing, being again in the casino, now he's got a pair of aces in the hole.
Yeah.
He's got a World Series team to sell to free agents. Now they want to hear what he's got to say.
And there was a great line in an NBC Sports Boston
yep.
Article about Xander Bogaerts, and it said in there, Philadelphia would be attractive to him because of, like, they listed, like, three different things.
Yep.
And the last thing was, and a baseball-crazed city.
Isn't I went, that great?
That, well, that's what, the, if they had watched in September, they wouldn't
yep.
have seen that. But in the playoffs, they saw what that building was like.
No, but it's an amazing thing because half the seats are empty most of the year.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. But they only saw, the national people
the
only
atmosphere
saw.
Atmosphere in the playoffs was like almost no other city ever.
And remember, a lot of those people got those seats in the playoffs
right.
by having to purchase partials.
Well, so, this is me, Rhea,
yeah.
all right? But I would have rather have Bogaerts than Turner because he doesn't get hurt. He puts the ball in play phenomenally
need that
well.
Desperately.
And he's got a direct connection to Dave Dombrowski.
Speed there, too.
Dombrowski was his GM in Boston. I would love
yeah.
that. That would
me
be
too.
My number one pick as far as that goes. Let me bring up Brian because he wants to talk a little Phils with us. Hi, Brian.
Morning, team. How you doing today?
How are you doing? What are you feeling about these moves the Phillies are about to make?
I hope they just make them soon. I'm tired of all the buildup. Got to get something done. Hopefully at the winter meetings they'll sign Trey Turner and maybe Carlos Rodon.
Well, here's the thing. All right, here's what's holding it up. That damn Aaron Judge. All right, Aaron Judge would like to own the game of baseball. So he got 62 home runs, and he's a free agent. So everybody's seeing if he's going to get $45 million a year, whatever. And that's going to set the numbers for all the other guys.
Yeah.
So I think that's
for
holding
sure.
it up. But, Brian, next week is when things happen. You could count on it.
Is there
it.
Any chance he doesn't
wait.
Go back to New York?
There is a chance.
Really?
I think there is Giants. He wants to play for Gabe Kapler.
No.
They
Go
they,
for it.
They, when
I got
he
a winner
went,
for you.
He went to dinner. With Gabe Kapler and the other people.
Did he?
And all I thought was, if Gabe Kapler was at that dinner the way he was the time I met him in the restaurant here,
yeah,
he's not going to San Francisco.
I'd be worried about that.
All right, Brian, who you got for winners or weasel?
Winner of the week, I have a former coach of ours. Got to go with BDP, Big Balls Doug, Doug Peterson.
That's a going great for- one. That let me tell you something. I was watching that on
I
the
was
Red
watching
Zone
it
channel.
Too.
Brian, here's what happened. All right, so they score they're down a point. They score the touchdown. Now they got to decide one or two. And they send out the kicking team initially. And I went, that doesn't seem like
no.
Doug. But somebody called a timeout. And then the minute the timeout ended, here came the regular team back to win the game.
Did you
that
see how happy
great
he was
one,
at the end of that game?
Oh, he
I
was.
Happy
and,
for
and
him.
Then he lied. By the way, he lied, Rhea. So afterwards, he said that his players convinced him to do it.
Ah.
All right?
Well,
meanwhile, Trevor Lawrence said this that it wasn't true, that Doug himself had faith and said, go win that game for us right now.
Well, remember, it was Nick Foles who went up to him and said, you want Philly, Philly?
Yeah. No, Doug Peterson. I love him. I've always loved him. I always will love him.
All right, here's what I'm going to do, because this is outside the box, and you know I always like that. I have one in mind.
All right, Brian, we're putting you on hold. You may win this thing. Yeah. Stay right where you are. I hope I didn't just cut him off. Somebody get him. Scoop him up out there, because that is a good one. And I was so happy for Doug.
How does one scoop up a call you've hung up on?
Well, call back. Here's the thing. Doug Peterson, I was rooting for him like he was still the Eagles guy.
I always do.
I love Doug Peterson.
He was a great, great coach and a great guy.
You know how rare it is that we have a coach in this city 5 years that still love him?
Yeah.
But we did.
I think we were all shocked when he was gone, right?
Well, because he was as honest as any coach we've ever had.
Good man.
I thought Nick to be pretty honest,
don't
you?
Yeah, he's been good.
Nick is, let me say, I had my misgivings. I don't feel bad at all about the decision with Nick, but I still say to myself, Doug should still be here. Doug did the impossible, and then they let him go. And they let him go for the wrong reason. He wanted some power. Yeah. He earned it.
Yeah.
That's the way I look at it. Dennis is up next from Mount Laurel. Hi, Dennis.
Radio man, how you doing today?
I'm great, Dennis. What's on your mind, pal?
Well, I was going to talk about the Flyers until I heard your cut from Doc Rivers. He's just a freaking reprobate and a scoundrel. I mean, you can't be telling pros, don't worry about it. We're not going to win anyway. Basically, is what he said.
So, are you saying, Dennis, that he could be eligible for Jackass of the Month in December?
He's on the list already.
All right, because that's honestly. The minute I heard it, I said, well, there's my weasel. This guy is writing off games. And I'm in a casino. Do you know how much money is wagered on all these NBA games? And he's cashing one in? You can't do that in sports anymore.
No, you can't.
Yeah.
I don't get it.
He's sending the wrong message. And then afterwards he says, well, it was a scheduled loss.
Yep.
I don't ever want to hear that phrase from one of our coaches. And I'm going to tell you something. He's not going to get out of the first round, and he'll be unemployed. You know, come June.
I don't know about the first round. He's still got a lot of talent. If they get healthy, they got a very good team. But you know what? He's not winning anything here because he's got a loser's mentality. He does. That proves it.
The bearded one never shows up in the playoffs. Never.
Yeah. Well, the bearded one is going to be the X factor because he comes back Monday. James Harden returns Monday. Yeah. And before he got hurt, he was playing better than he had in a couple of years. Let's see what we got when he comes back.
I think I got a great weasel of the week. He's already on the Jackass of the Month list. In fact, he's on top of it because this is the third or fourth time he's been a jackass and a weasel. How about Antonio Brown? Defense warrant for his arrest yesterday, and they surrounded the house, and the weasel wouldn't come out.
Last I heard, they are still surrounding the house, and he's still not coming out. He threw something at his girlfriend, and he is a lunatic.
Yeah.
Antonio Brown, Jonesy?
No.
No. Can't
do it. Serious.
I have
too
a little serious. Nugget, Ange, for
I
the
need
World
a nugget.
Cup. Okay?
Oh, I love a World
a
Cup
World
nugget.
A World Cup nugget. Story that's just coming out about 15 minutes ago. The Netherlands is facing chaos heading into the game tomorrow. Outbreak of the flu.
No.
Yep.
COVID?
No, it says flu.
It's a just bad
regular
flu. It's a bad flu year. Get
including
flu
one
shot.
Of their best players.
Oh.
Well, don't smile. I'm giving you news.
Get your bet in now.
No. I'm
that
only betting.
That place is 0-0.
Here's what
wow,
I'm doing.
You want to hear the crazy part? Possibly what? Related to the air conditioning?
Oh.
That's weird.
Sabotage. Now, one thing. I am betting on the World Cup. But I am betting that the final score will be 0-0.
This helps your bet.
And
how are they
going to
score with the flu?
But don't you assume that that would make it easier for the U.S.?
No, it's the U.S.
I
don't score very often.
I get 6-1 odds on the final score being 0-0.
It's going to be 0-0 at halftime, I guarantee
it will
you
be?
That. Yeah.
I like my hopes built up.
Yeah.
Anyway, we got Laura Rutledge coming out from ESPN, and she covered Jalen Hurts before anyone else did. And she saw the greatness in him before anybody else did. Here's a snippet of Laura when she was on with us a year ago.
If you use the QBR metric, that actually adjusts for strength of opposing defenses. And on pass plays, Jalen Hurts had a QBR of 94.4, which trailed only Tua Tagovailoa and Joe Burrow, right? So just QBR to me is one of the best metrics when you look at actually how good a quarterback is and how successful they are.
This is before this season.
Yeah.
She was seeing great metrics that indicate he's trending dramatically up. And then you saw what happened this year. How over the moon do you think Laura is about being so right? And I'm going to ask her if she has texted or in any way communicated with Chris Sims or Dan Orlovsky. Orlovsky works at ESPN with her.
They should be listening to her.
And trolled them because she was right and they were wrong.
Yeah, she was right ahead
she
of everything.
100% right. Far more knowledgeable than all the other people at ESPN. Laura's coming up when we return. Lots more of your calls. We got a hot seat coming up. Jay Black, are you more likely to watch a TV program if you know the co-hosts are having an affair? I did it yesterday.
Oh, God.
And I'm not proud. No, I'm not having an affair.
You and Al again?
No, not at all. He wouldn't have me. 215-592-9494. WIP Sports Time is 854.